House Bill 1006. This is a bill brought by the Secretary of State to revise the procedure for updating the voter registration file and to limit the use of the county voter registration file. Mr. Nelson.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Chris Nelson. I'm a state election supervisor in the Secretary of State's office. This is the first of five bills that the Secretary of State's office is bringing to you dealing with election issues. This particular bill deals with voter registration issues. And I'd like to go through it just kind of on a section-by-section basis so you understand the various things that we're touching on here. In Section 1, we're talking about the process of what names are removed from a list, particularly in the case of when a person is deceased. In the second paragraph, currently the Register of Deeds office is required to notify an auditor when someone's death certificate is filed. Well, we no longer need to have the Register of Deeds doing that because that same information is coming to them from the State Department of Health in kind of a uniform fashion. So the registers don't need to do that any longer. But the Register of Deeds have access to burial permits that are filed in their county. And burial permits will give us an additional source of names of deceased people so that we can get them removed from the voter registration list. In particular, if someone dies outside of South Dakota, they're brought back here for burial. Their name's not going to be on the list that comes from the Department of Health, but there will be a burial permit filed, and so therefore we can get at those names. Talking about the names of felons that are removed from the system, we had an inconsistency between this section of law and the penal section that talks about what felons lose their rights to vote. And the United States Department of Justice caught on to that and was asking us about that, and frankly I didn't have a good answer for them. And so we've brought this section into compliance with our penal section of the code as to what felons are removed from the list. Section 2 deals with the list maintenance process that we use in determining people that have moved and haven't voted in so many years and who gets a notice to find out if they still want to remain registered. And the changes in Section 2 deal with the timing of when we do this check with the National Change of Address System. This check that we can do with this system has been in place for a year. We found out that the timing of that wasn't working right for us, and by changing the language and changing when we do that check, we can be more effective in checking for those changed addresses. The last section is Section 3. As you're all aware, we've got a statewide voter registration file. When you folks passed that bill last year, you said very specifically that the information from that file cannot be used for commercial purposes. We have had county auditors come to us and say, we'd like that same protection for the voters that are listed on the county list. And here's what, here, and frankly, this is a policy call, what we want to allow that list to be used for. What we're hearing, though, is that people with commercial interests that want to solicit commercial business will go in, get a voter registration list from the county auditor, go out and use that to make their business contacts, and then the voters will come back to the auditor and say, hey, the only place they could have gotten my name, my address, my birth date, et cetera, is off the voter registration list, and that's not why I registered to vote. And therefore, we would like to prohibit the use of that list for commercial purposes at the county level, just like we do at the state level. Be happy to answer any questions when it's appropriate.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Further proponents? Further proponents?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Rich Satgast. I'm the registered lobbyist for Association of County Officials. We've worked closely with the Secretary of State's office on this piece of legislation. We've talked with the Register of Deeds, and we've talked with the county auditors, and we support this House Bill 1006.
Thank you, Mr. Satgast. Further proponents? Further proponents? Seeing none, opponents? Are there opponents to House Bill 1006? Seeing none, we'll close the hearing to committee questions and or action. Representative Hunhoff.
Madam Chair, Chris, I have two questions for you, please. My first question is, are there any costs associated, additional costs at the county level for maintaining any of this?
No, there wouldn't be. I guess the only thing that I could see would be in that second paragraph where we're talking about sending the names of the burial permits, but that's kind of offset because they're no longer sending the death certificates, so I wouldn't see any increased costs.
And then my second question, because I'm not real familiar with the judicial system, the clerk of courts on those federal prisoners, they have that information that they can forward if someone's put in a federal penitentiary?
Actually, the information on the federal felony convictions comes to us from the United States Attorney's offices, and they do that on a very regular basis. But we, at this point, they send us all that information. We just don't have specific statutory authority to remove the names based on that information. The state convictions, that comes from clerk of courts. Federal ones come from the U.S. Attorney's Office.
One follow-up.
Follow-up question, Representative.
Then who has the responsibility when that federal notice comes from the federal attorney to get it to the county auditor?
That comes, those all come to our office. We send them out to the counties, and then they do the removal.
Additional questions from the committee? Seeing none, we'll close to committee action.
Madam Chair, I move do pass.
Representative Hargens moves do pass on House Bill 1006. Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Hansen. Discussion on that motion. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Hansen.
Aye.
Gillespie. Aye. Hargens.
Aye.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Kochek.
Aye.
Lintz.
Aye.
Marshall.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Sigstad.
Aye.
Slaughter.
Aye.
Hennies.
Aye.
Donovan.
Aye.
Unanimous.
House Bill 1006 goes to the floor with a unanimous vote.
Sure.
Representative Hansen.
Move to pass.
You move consent calendar. I was reading your mind. Representative Hansen moves consent calendar. Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Lintz. Discussion? Not. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Consent calendar carries.